Yeah, why aren't we live?
Oh. It's the We're thing, live.
It looks are you like ready it? For this one? UCR. We say and what we want, give it to you nonstop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Oh, we're here already. I don't even know because we are glitching. Here. Oh my lord, this was such a weird thing. Hello, everybody. Hi, good morning, Australia. This is Uncensored Radio, which doesn't make any sense because now we're on video, but here we are. I'm Jeffrey. Below me. Hi, how are you? We've got Miss
We're
Vera.
Like the Brady Bunch.
I know.
Yeah, we are the Brady Bunch.
It's a story of a bunch of homos. With one very lovely lady.
I've lost you, Jeff. I can't hear you.
Uh-oh. It's probably for the best, darling.
Oh.
I can't
were you ragging on me?
No, it was ragging on me, honey, because I can't sing.
Oh, okay.
That's just not one of my things, girl. Auto-tune and me are still, that's not even good enough.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. No, and then we got the Dunkaroo, Mr. Dingo. How you doing,
Mr. Dingo?
I'm doing okay.
And then of course we got
I'm a cur.
Hank is in the house. How you doing? Oh, except now I can't hear him.
Oh, I can't hear him either.
Mother. Yeah, you muted James.
He's gone.
How you guys doing?
There we go.
And there we got Bob with her microphone. James.
There's an intruder.
This is Bobby on the show. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
There's the Bobby.
How you doing?
Hey, girl. Hey. Yes. Are you phoning in from Mars, girl? There's a lot of fog in the room.
It's fog in my room? I don't think so. It's still foggy?
Yeah, it is a little bit.
I mean, I don't know.
No,
take off my glasses. I prefer to film without my glasses.
I don't know what's going on with that camera, girl. It's all right.
Hold on.
All right. Well, Bossy's in the house, kids.
Hold on.
James.
She's cleaning it up. She's
yeah,
sorting
I think
stuff
you
out.
Got something on your screen, girl. James, take her off the feed so she can get her.
There's nothing. It's clear. I don't have anything. Hold on.
Wow, there's something on it. I can see it. Wow, this is fascinating.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Now, see, how come she could turn her phone? She just turned her phone and it worked. I'm so pissed right now.
What happened?
You turned your phone
shit.
And it worked.
What do you mean?
I couldn't turn my phone sideways. It wouldn't work. It made me stay skinny. Or
yeah, I can't turn mine because I've always wanted to do it sideways.
Vera just did.
And it never
does. I turned mine sideways.
Yeah, no, mine won't do it for this app. I don't know. Maybe it's the way I log into
it. Do you have an iPhone, Vera?
Spin.
Yeah. I had to turn it sideways because I had to plug in.
Well, this is some rat bullshit. I don't know what's going on. Oh, we lost her.
Yeah, we're still live, so we should probably get it together.
Just walked away.
Greatest day of all time. And this is why it's called Uncensored, folks, because you just don't know. She said, hold on. That's what's up. So listen. We lost James. We lost audio on James. Now, Ms. Bossy, she...
We've lost visual on James, too. He's not in the room.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know where he's at, but...
And Miss Busty's got some stuff going down in her life. Like,
I'm going to die because I can't stop touching my face.
And you're a nurse.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking that, Vera. Before we went live, I was there and I was like doing my teeth and whatever because that's what I do before we go live. And I was like, wow.
How do we brush our teeth before we go live?
Is that,
I do the same thing.
I have to shower.
And I'm touching everything. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, I deserve to get COVID because I just can't stop. I'm just like, in every orifice I have. And it's just not cute.
Every orifice?
Well, most. You know, within reason.
Honey, I don't know about this one. Honey, let me tell you what. He gets a little crazy after a few of those white trash claws.
Leave me and my white claws alone. They were the best drink in the world. I can't believe Australia doesn't sell seltzer.
Because they're smart.
Like, they're just starting to now. They're just starting to. It's like this new thing. It's like, oh, we got seltzer. And it's so expensive here. Like, over there, it's like the cheapest drink you can get. And here, it's so expensive. But all alcohol's expensive here because our government taxes the shit of alcohol.
No.
Well, yeah, like a normal, like, even just beer, like a six-pack of beer here is nearly $20.
Wow.
Yeah,
I thought we got taxed in New York State.
It's garbage. No,
here's awful.
Garbage. It's absolute garbage.
I've never tried it.
You've never had a White Claw, Vera?
I've never had a White Claw.
Oh, we're having a White Claw together. When I come over, once they let me fly again, you're having a White Claw.
Okay. All right.
We'll do it like a lemon-flavored one or a lime-flavored. They have different flavors. You couldn't really taste it, especially when you're an alcoholic and you're just downing them.
Well, I've never been accused like of being an alcoholic.
Well, guess what? I have. So, So,
no comment.
No comment.
It's yummy. What's happening with you, Bossy?
Hi, who's talking? I only have visual on one person.
Oh, shit.
So,
who do you only see?
Like, can we do introductions? But I only see one person.
She can only see one of us.
That's really weird.
Yeah. Which one of us are you seeing?
Vera.
Oh, hi.
Oh. Hey, Vera.
you should be able to see all of us. So we've got, you know.
I can see I can see the names.
Yeah, that's really weird. It might be the connection. I'm not sure what's going on with it. But
you might have to refresh it.
Yeah, you've got Luke next to you. And okay. Me above you. And then you've got...
We're like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, Vera right. Up on the side. And James is off camera.
Oh, James is off camera?
Yeah, yeah. He kind of pops in. You know, he switches the camera angles out as we're all talking and whatnot. And then he'll pop stuff up on screen as we're going.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we talked about this week, well, what I saw in there is people kept talking about we should never depend on China. And I was so, like, concerned as to why everybody was, like, talking shit about my dinnerware. I didn't really understand it. And this one girl was getting so mad. And she was just like, I was like, bitch, I'm not throwing out my china. Like, I have to hand wash that shit. And I use it on my holidays and for dinner parties. And people were, like, up in arms with me. And I don't really understand it, frankly. I'm but just going to keep using it.
I'm going to be, like, devil's advocate here, I guess. I kind of agree. I think the world...
You think we should throw out our China?
I think that China needs to clean its act up, like, big time.
I think the whole world needs to clean its act up. The reason we're so reliant on China is because all the big oligarchs in this country have moved all their operations overseas.
Them. And I'm not... This is not a thing wage. About... This is not a thing about, like, the people that live in China, like the Chinese people. Like, they are a victim of their circumstance. I think it is the fact that it's such a huge country that's overpopulated and that their government is a communist government. They are more or less controlled, and that's why they're doing these things. Like, you know, they have wet markets because that's how they survive. And I think China itself needs to clean its act up.
Yeah, and they need to institute some sort of minimum wage. That's why every manufacturing job is overseas, because they don't want to pay union wages in this country or any
all
G8
our clothes
country
come
and...
from China. Probably this came from China.
See, they talk about all this
definitely
craziness.
My iPhone came from China. I'm sure the iPod, the earbuds I'm wearing came from China. I wouldn't be surprised if this little freaking phone stand came from China. I know my iPad did.
They talk about all that. No. I'm just over here like, why y'all got to be fucking with my dinnerware? Like, she didn't say nothing. They just talk about Japan and China. Like, I don't understand it all. Like, I think it's madness.
You're not going to say.
So, Jeffrey, now we have this, we have Bossy here. We have Bossy. Can you introduce her? Like, and Bossy, can you see us now?
No.
Oh, that's no fun.
You got to refresh it, girl. Refresh.
Okay, hold on one sec. Let me try it.
Yeah, she's going there.
Okay, I'm gonna try to refresh it.
Oh, she's gone.
Well, that's what happens when you refresh.
That is what happens because I did it the other day. Remember, I just dropped out of the stream. I was like, bye.
And we still can't hear James.
Yeah, James, what's going on with you? Like, you really, your mic's muted.
Mm-hmm. We're having all sorts of technical difficulties.
Muted. Yeah, and this show's been a disaster. But hey, it's Uncensored Radio. Woo! Katy Perry's coming up. Woo!
And then I just had a special guest visitor.
Who was really? That?
He's like 3.5.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sneaking downstairs, wondering what daddy's doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I can hear him, actually.
I can.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That was a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on with today's show? It's like, oh.
It's a very fun time. And what's so great is for... Now, Tyner Tot, I can't even tell the story about my very fun life excursions.
Oh, gee.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you're all green tonight?
I'm green.
Up in your green?
No. Yeah. Yes, darling. Yes, because I thought my children were in bed.
I
have another adult home.
I think we lost Bossy.
No,
we've lost everyone.
Yes.
We've lost Jay. Oh, there's Bossy.
She is.
Bossy.
Now, I see Jeff.
Can you see us
Jeff
now, Bossy?
She is.
I see Jeff. I don't
now
see.
Now, can you see us?
I see Vera and Jeff. I don't know what Luke looks like.
He's just a regular old white man from Australia, girl. You ain't missing much. You ain't got to worry about that.
But why can't she see it though? It's so weird. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. I know. I got off and got back on, and I got back on. I was able to see Jeff.
Okay. Hang on. One.
Hmm.
You got to.
I think he's
dealing with babies.
Turned his mic off. Yes.
Yeah. He's got to deal with the kids. So, Bossy.
Yeah.
I have no idea who you are. Like, this is the first time we're meeting. Tell us who you are.
I wish I could see your face, but my name is Bossy, and I'm originally from Auburn, New York, and I went to school with Jeff and resided in Syracuse for most of my adult life, and now I'm living in New York City during this pandemic. There's so many elements to Bossy. I don't like to put her in a box.
Yeah.
You don't need to. we're okay if you keep stay out of the box.
Right. But one significant element of Bossy is that, some people may consider me as a rap artist. I do like to indulge in music, and I do currently have a song that's selling right now. It's out on all platforms. It's called Coast to Coast. Coast to Coast. You can Google it. You can Google Bossy if you like. You can
So it's as Bossy. That's your artist name is Bossy.
You
look for the song.
She's on my iTunes account right now. You know when I was
Coast to Coast by Bossy.
That's what I would type in. Coast to Coast by Bossy. It's a real nice song. It's a Grammy Award winning producer's beat. It's on Coast to Coast mixtape right now. And I mean,
I want it now, but I can't listen to it because we're all talking live.
I wish we can play it now because that would be like lit right now. We could. But it's a dance song. It's a workout song. It's me and my team, the team that I'm working with, definitely put a lot into it. I'm affiliated with a company out of New York City called Game Killers. And that's really how I got my start through Prada Preem, who is the CEO of Game Killers. And he pretty much seen this in me. And that's what sparked it.
Well, you know what else is super exciting? What she's leaving out is she actually came over. Was it this summer or was it in the fall?
I think it was probably September-ish, maybe.
She came over and she actually did a little hook on one of Lips's tracks that we've been working on.
Yeah, I wish you could play it.
Oh, really?
So do I.
Because Lips can sing. So people probably don't know, actually. I want to acknowledge this. The intro song that we have for the show, Lips is the vocals, and he completely created that song, and he's very talented. And
At the end of the show, we're actually going to play your whole new music video that you have. So we're going to play the whole thing. So we decided, like, instead of playing like a clip now, we're like, we're just going to do the whole thing at the end. So that's what's going to play us out tonight.
That's
the
cool.
So tell them about your new video and how, like, the process was to go shoot it, and, like, and how you got it all done before this pandemic hit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always say no time like the present. So, even this pandemic, I'm, like, seizing the moment and trying to, you know, get as much out of this as I can. The video was a project that was started in August, late August of last year. And it was a real cool process because I really got to act as like the director on it and was able to direct each scene on it. And that was pretty cool. And we pretty much did everything over the phone. It was like he would send me clips. I would direct him different parts on how I wanted it done. You know, put this part here, put that part there. So it took months to evolve the video. But I'm so happy with the production and the outcome of it.
That's awesome. Well, I know you've been working
good
super
for you.
Hard.
Yeah. So you're writing a lot in this pandemic and our quarantine here?
Yeah, I'm actually like I said, it's so many elements. Another part of Bossy is I have my own company where I do job development. So I've been really focusing on that as well. Kicking that off here in New York. I got my first client here, virtual, and I'll be doing some job development with that client.
Yeah, you kind of are all over the place. Like, you work to help better the lives of a lot of people. Like, let's talk about that stuff, huh?
Yeah, well, the thing, like, I come from, you know, a background of working with, you know, at-risk youth, and I was a college professor in Syracuse for a few years. And I just incorporated those skills into my own business and decided I needed to do something to help. I seen the need really in Syracuse, a lot of young people without the proper direction, whether it was career-wise, which I'm very knowledgeable in, goal setting, job development, resume building. I'm so skilled in it, I decided to put it into a business.
Well, because you busted your ass because, I mean, we were kind of wild teenagers and wild kids. And you,
Jeffrey, you were wild?
Nah, I mean, listen, this girl and I were forever in trouble because we'd be laughing our asses off. And we'd be getting in trouble just because we were laughing.
Yeah, I still laugh. when I actually came over and we did the studio session, we laughed the whole entire time.
Yeah, we like almost didn't get it done because we were too busy telling stories about like middle school and shit laughing.
Yeah, it was a nice experience. It was nice. It was fun.
Yeah, like it was crazy. Like she would get kicked out. Like we'd be getting cussed out because we were laughing. Like she'd be getting removed out of the room and they'd be separated. There was
let's not mention I was only black.
Yeah, but nobody knew, like. It never dawned on No one really cared.
I've never treated out like an outcast. when I share my experience, I had a good time.
Right. Well, and then yeah, like, and I was I don't well no there was that well we won't even the you know like the gay thing like it was so we were in this Catholic school that was really a nice private school, and it was just you know. I don't know, like that. We never. Everybody just kind of got along.
Excuse me.
But that. Oh, Vera. Jeez, is that COVID-19?
I know the COVID starting.
I know. I'm like, oh man, y'all not live in New York. You don't mind living New York City, coughing like that.
Girl, I know what is going on.
Yeah, actually,
cough in New York City and see what happens.
What's it like in New York City now with like how bad the infection spread?
Listen, I can tell you right now what's happening. If this bitch is near anybody that's coughing, she's smacking the shit out of them or running like 4 miles away.
I don't even go anywhere. Like, I literally limit my access outside. Anything I need to do, like I haven't been outside in about 2 days. Yeah. If I need to
do
something.
Are you scared? Like, are you actually scared?
I mean, the fact that I'm in the red zone of it, like, hell yeah, I live in Westchester County, where it popped off at. And, you know, I got kids, and my son, he catches the subway, and he works in Brooklyn. So they opened up a Wegmans down here. So my son, he's been working there since he was 15. That was a blessing when we moved here. But I'm more scared for him because he's on the train every single day.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And then, like, you know, that's why my mother's so scared, too, like, about me sending my daughter to daycare, because she's like, you know, like, you don't know where the women who work at the daycare, like, their husbands are in the mines. There's been another outbreak in the mines here now with COVID.
Yeah.
Like, my mum's freaking out because it's putting her at risk if, you know, like, my daughter's going out. And my daughter's at risk, too, I guess, because if I'm sending her back to daycare.
We're all at risk.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what can you do, though? Do you?
Well, you got to have your mask. But I got so much, like, I got sanitizer, like, up the galore. I have masks for me and my kids. I make my son wear 2 masks. And like no, because he has a beard and everything, so I'm like and I make him strip when he first comes in the house. I spray all his shit down, and and my youngest son doesn't even go out at all unless like we come back to Syracuse. So yeah, I just try to stay in the house. If I have my mask on, if I'm going in a store, I'll look to see how many people are in the store first. If I got to touch a door handle, some of the stores won't even let you in though. Like CVS, they have a line outside. They're only letting like 2 or 3 people in at once. And you know, and then as people leave, they'll let people in.
That's happening here now too. Like the grocery stores, you have to line up to go in, and they you know, count how many people go in and out. And I don't know, it's such a weird environment right now, because people are a little bit like, you can just see it in their face, like they're just not, like they're not friendly anymore. Like people are really triggered by all of this.
Listen,
yeah, I'm not friendly.
And you walk
anymore
past them, and you're like, oh hello, and like
people are scared.
Yeah, and like it's kind of showing the real nature of humans, because they just don't want nothing to do with you. And you'd be like, oh hello, like as you walk past. They will just not make eye contact. A couple of times I've had like different ones snicker at me, and I'll be like, oh shit. Like, I know it's bad, but we can still like.
Was not friendly.
Have you tried to go out in your scrubs, Luke?
Excuse me?
No.
I've had a couple of friends who've gone out in their scrubs, like to just stop after work to at a gas station or something.
Yeah, yeah. So just a friend of mine did. No, well, my friend, who works with me, she went into a store. She's like, holy shit. She's like, if you want service real quick, just wear your scrubs into the store. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, it was like the Red Sea. They just all parted. Nobody fucked with her. No one went near her. She's like, I just walked straight up.
Oh, wow.
But it was like, a weird feeling for her. She was like, I don't know why. people are afraid. Like,
well, I know why, because people are actually dying. Like, I can say that I know a few different people who actually have had coronavirus, and they're my coworkers, you know, and these are like good people. And I'm like, I'm watching people. I could have easily been affected by it because I work in Rikers Island at the jail.
Oh, girl.
So I'm in the thick of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this has always been like my dream job. I always wanted to work inside of a jail. And well, my master's degree is in criminal justice administration.
So, ooh, girl, how's Harvey?
Excuse me?
How's Harvey?
What? What?
You at Rikers. Have you seen Harvey?
No, first of all, but, let me say
come on.
First of all, there is so many different parts of people don't realize this. There's different parts of Rikers. So the actual island part, I don't work at. I work on the boat. I'm actually on a boat.
You on a boat?
I promise you, the jail is a boat. Like, I go in, I actually go on a boat, and that's the whole. The jail is a boat.
You on a boat, bitch.
I know. It's, wow. I mean, it's one of those things, and I tell people, like, I work in the Bronx. And
right, she's Sandra Bullock in Speed 2. She's just there.
What? It's actually not as bad as people think. I mean, despite this whole corona thing, because there's so many COs that die. I know a few of my coworkers who have it, who had it, who's fighting through it, like close coworkers of mine who I'm really close to since I started working this job. So it's really sad to see them suffer or their family members have it. I know a few of my friends have died from it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So really? To see that, yeah, like real life. Like, these are like young people, 42, 43, 45 people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like 100 doctors died in Italy. Like, and that's why I think, like, maybe I sort of want to take back, like, why my little thing before, like, why are people so scared? Because we haven't had the outbreak here. We've only had 9 cases. They've all came from the one cruise ship, and they've been isolated. So we don't have the fear here. And that's why I think even like someone like me, like I work in the hospital, I'm a little bit complacent with it all because we haven't seen that yet.
And that's great. That's why when I go back to Syracuse, people are like, oh, so they're not quarantining there. I'm like, yeah, well, they're quarantining, but I can go to Syracuse and have a little fresh air. I'm not as like panicking. I could come there and if I take off my mask for a second, it's not a big deal, you know, and I still wear it in Syracuse, don't get me wrong, but I don't know. And I
wouldn't relax
there.
That much.
Well, I'm not saying that I'm
testing upstate.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm relaxed. I'm just saying that Syracuse is not in the heart of it. Like, I'm living in it in New York City. So like, would you guys only have 9 cases compared to these hundreds of cases, you know?
Thousands, yeah.
Thousands, versus, you know what I mean. Thousands, yeah. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I'm seeing it every day. It's so scary.
Well,
I'm convinced that it's here much more than we know. I'm convinced that we're just not testing.
Yeah.
You know, all of the tests in New York State are going downstate.
Well, I
said, you know, if I ever got, I hope I don't get it, but if I ever show symptoms, I would literally leave and come to Syracuse to get tested because if I got tested here, I'll just die.
Girl.
Everybody here just because there's not enough.
Well, we have more resources up here right now.
I know. I was just there, you know, and I seen the big sign.
More ventilators than you guys, you know?
I seen the big sign that says testing sites. I was like, ooh, I hope I'll never get it. But if I do, we'll be making that for it.
But that's what's so scary there, though. Like in New York City, they're so swamped right now because that's where the biggest outbreak's been in the world is New York City.
Oh, yeah.
And they're misdiagnosing people. Like, they're telling people, oh, you got pneumonia, but go home, you're fine. But really, they have corona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're this is awful. Like, I don't want to be a fearmonger or anything. But when I read the article about, like, you know, there's people that are just dying there and they can't see their family. Mm-hmm. For me, that's just I don't know. It's just a different world. It's like wartime. It's crazy.
Even the people without, you know, Miss Rona are not being allowed to see their family. You know, like Uncle Shitbag Lenny, when he died, we couldn't go in. Nobody could go in to see him at Upstate.
Nope.
Nobody was allowed in. So he had to die alone. You know? So it's not just people with the virus.
Just had surgery and nobody was allowed to go with him.
No, no. So he, you know, he had to, you know, bite his last bag alone, man.
You know, if someone's dying, why can't someone visit them? I'm sorry. They're going to die anyway. Even if the visitors have corona, what does it matter?
Could you imagine being a parent and them trying to say you can't go with your child?
I just couldn't.
You better shoot me because it's the only way you stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you better be ready to put a bullet in me in front of my kid.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. There's people who, you imagine someone having a newborn baby. I was in the store the other day, in the post office actually, and the guy was saying his wife was going in to have a baby. Ooh. And he can't be there. He can go and see her have the baby. Once she has the baby, he has to leave.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yep, but he was really upset about it.
And that kind of
I don't understand these rules though. Like, why do that? Like, you know, if he can be there for 2 minutes, let him be there for 20 minutes. Like, it's so weird.
I don't know how long they could be there for, but part of like the issue up here. In Upstate, this fool, he had symptoms of COVID and he snuck into, he lied to them basically and managed to get in to the, you know, nursing center or the birthing center.
Right.
While she was delivering the baby.
Oh, yeah. And he killed the baby. The baby died, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I think
the woman did too. Yeah, they died.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And it was like, he put that whole ward, because you're that selfish, you know? So I think this is part of the problem. It's what we see that's going on in Michigan, like North Carolina right now.
Well, Chicago, the bus driver, this bus driver said something. I was just watching this video of this bus driver that died because, get off my bed. this bus driver, I'm sorry. This bus driver died. Like, this lady got on the bus and she coughed like a bunch of times getting on the bus without covering her mouth, nothing, just coughed. And he made like this big like outrage video that went viral, and he died like a couple weeks later after that.
So she had it and she gave it to him,
and she was coughing on the bus. She got on the bus, he was a bus driver. Mm-hmm. And then he made this big video and it went viral. And he died a few days after making that video.
Yeah, I saw that.
Shit, I need to see that. Like, that's awful.
Oh, yeah, it was a crazy one.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's why, like, people should be a little bit the way they are right now. Like, everyone's very standoffish, very guarded. And they need to be, I guess, because this is the reality.
But that's like, the thing happening, Luke, here in the States, like in Michigan. They're like going batshit crazy and they're protesting. They, in Michigan, they blocked off roadways.
They're paid protesters. Those are paid agitators, if you ask me.
Getting out of the car, they're storming City Hall. Like, some people had Confederate flags. I don't know if we can hear James, if he could tell me the quote, which I was like, oh my God, this is insanity. Because in some of the stores in Michigan, because of the way the governor did the bill or whatever for the emergency thing, like they're going into the stores and part, like, you can go buy liquor at the liquor store, but it's corded off so you can't go buy seeds and you can't buy paint to paint your house. So their argument is we can go buy a bottle of vodka, but I can't buy seeds to plant my garden to buy food for myself. So the quote from the one lady, but that's not what I was talking about, but thanks, James. She said, in Michigan, we've just come out of a really harsh winter and we're ready to get outside, work in our garden, plant our flowers, paint our homes. And we can't do any of that. And there doesn't seem to be any reason.
There we go.
Donna says, no, I don't have any desire to endanger anyone else. I can plant flowers or my veggies when planting season gets here. I plan to clean my garden beds. Oh, girl, did she just go on, though, huh? Luke, I got my glasses.
I can't believe Michigan's warm enough to plant a garden right now.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah.
Well, it's like,
keep reading it, Jeff.
The thing about it, I see this in New York.
Shops weren't considered essential services is what happened.
Right.
And so there are people that are legitimately upset about that. Absolutely. Well,
you should be able to get
there
seeds.
Was a whole lot of people waving Nazi flags and Trump flags that don't seem to be given a rat's ass about gardening.
Yeah.
They seem to be out there to
And the part
protest.
That killed me was when they were waving the Confederate flags and somebody was like, they already lost once. So wave you're going
to
lose again.
Michigan wasn't even around back then to be part of the Confederacy.
Right. It was like hysterical to me, like the tweet that was that, like, you moron, you're going to wave a flag that they already lost once. Good job.
Yeah.
But like they're having all these protests.
A bunch of people died
and the thing is like you're going to
rich
be
white men
the
stuff.
Reason why this virus spreads even more. You would
no like, people. Yeah, people need to take it more serious. I'm not seeing people like I was saying being in Syracuse and I see people are not taking it as serious. They're like, people are still congregating and like the, you know, being in each other's circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's not supposed to be, you just be with everyone you know.
Right. Well, that's like, I have friends that are on Snapchat. Like, they're not posting it on Facebook. They're not posting it on Twitter or Instagram, but on Snapchat, they're all hanging out together. They're sharing blunts. They're partying. They're drinking together.
No.
They're doing shots together. And I'm like, bitches, that's not what we're supposed to be doing.
Apparently,
you know,
last week at this hardware store here, it's called Bunnings. It's like a chain store that came
up. It sounds like a strip club.
They were all, like, people were all really, like, full on together. And my sister told me first, she was like, we went to Bunnings because she needed something like shower curtains or something. She's like, everyone was just so together and like no one cared about these restrictions. And then another lady I just ran into in the community, like an old lady, she's like, oh, you should have saw what was going on at Bunnings last week. And I'm like, actually, I heard about it because my sister said it was horrible. And apparently, yeah, these people just don't give a shit. Like, you know, and once again, it comes back to, we don't have the outbreak here. So people just sort of complacent
and don't
care.
We've got like hot spots that came from people going to church, people going to Mardi Gras, you know, people being stupid.
Honey, that's going to be the last time you praise Jesus. You feel me?
Really, Jeffrey? Like, really? That's gonna be the last time you praise Jesus,
honey.
But, no, I'm but really sad. Though, it's the truth. Or like, I know, like for here they have the. I like live right across the street from a liquor store, and the liquor store is open. They're letting people in one at a time. I see people lined up outside the liquor store.
Hey. I'm saying
it's an essential business. I can get behind that.
Well, that's like, I don't understand why I didn't make weed a part of the tax thing like he was gonna do in November. Oh my
Lord. He said he was gonna do it, but I think like with this whole pandemic thing, it slowed it down because
he
I've
put
seen
a cap
that.
On it. Right, but we need money. We broke.
What?
Pass that bill, fool. We need to get some money up in here. But then it's like, you know, I'm like wondering about all the people that are buying some marijuana illegally. Like, what are they doing to stay safe? I'm going to pose that question on our Facebook page next.
The same thing they was doing to stay safe before. They still smoking their marijuana.
But I know, but are they wiping the bag down? Like, do they offend their drug dealer?
Ain't nobody wiping the bag down.
With gloves? And then do you Venmo your drug dealer? Or are you still paying cash?
Everybody paying cash. Ain't nobody wiping the bag down.
Like, I'm just wondering.
Jesus.
I'm telling you what, I'm not paying cash. Like, I gotta be like, excuse me, Mr. Drug Dealer Man, if I can't Venmo you, I ain't buying no weed today.
If you can't what?
If I can't pay on Venmo,
Venmo.
I'm not buying, I'm not paying, I'm not,
like,
I can't buy no weed
Lily
today. No, I'm not fucking with cash. I am not going and touching no cash no more.
All you need to do is put a glove on while you touch the cash.
My
That's
sister
what I do.
Washes her money.
No, I have gloves.
My sister washes her money. She puts it right in the sink and washes it out and lets it dry.
What? I think about putting it in the dishwasher on the sanitized setting.
And I'm not doing none of that.
Well, if it falls out, if you're going to have a fire,
no,
if it falls on the
you
heating
put it
outlet,
in the,
don't do that.
You put it. It's true. You put the cash in the basket. You would put like the nipples for the bottles in.
There is no way I'm risking putting my money in a damn dishwasher. Point blank, period. Like,
no, I'm with you.
I'm not doing that. But what I will say, you could do you maybe spray it, like spray it with some disinfectant spray or something. But I just. Like, when I got my money out, I just basically, you know what I'm saying, put a glove on. Like, if I'm handing the clerk money, I have my glove on. Whatever they're giving me back, I have my glove on. Then I take the glove off.
Actually, while we're talking about COVID, like, we actually had a question submitted by a local person to me who sort of asked about how do we feel about when this passes, how are we all going to feel about going back to our lives? Like, is it going to be the same again, or is it going to be weird? And like that anxiety that's there. And I'm hoping James can play her question. I'm not sure if he can. I just asked him to.
Heard him screaming, saying he's trying to.
There we go. Okay, there she is. So she.
And
the audio is not
sound.
Working. No audio.
And there's no.
I can't hear her, but I can see her.
Yeah, oh. There's no audio, James.
He knows. He's screaming down the stairs. Oh, we're just having all sorts of fun tonight on UCR.
We are. Oh,
look. UCR. Oh my God, we're just all full of technical glitches and malfunctioning cameras.
It's okay. This is what we do.
But
man.
I just gave everybody a hot tip if they want to wash their cash for their drug dealer.
Okay. Hey,
oh my God.
Hi.
Put it in the
okay. I'm Tonic and I live in central Queensland. I'm a stripper. I do box party shows.
Oh my God.
Now, I'm just wondering, like, once this is all over, how do we even get over the anxiety about going anywhere and about getting sick, even when the government says it's okay?
I think you probably just start by sucking your first dick, honey.
Oh,
but her question's legitimate, though.
Yeah,
she has a legitimate question, though. Like, how do we go back to
answer.
Life?
Wait, was she a hooker or a stripper?
She said she was a stripper, and she does
she
box
did.
Parties.
She
well,
did.
My answer is legitimate either way.
You're a bitch. But let's generalize it more. How do we all go back to life as we had it? Because
we lost audio. We lost visual.
Who? Girl.
Oh, she's back.
Wow. Is that a penis?
No, I don't see any butt. No, I don't see you guys, though.
Oh, we're still here.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't worry.
She's never
seen
me.
No, I've never seen
you. You have to watch the show back so you know who you're talking to.
I know. I don't appreciate it. Shut up, John. He knows he ain't missing nothing. She ain't missing nothing.
He ain't your flavor, baby.
Oh, that is so funny.
Honey, she a big old bottom. Big old bottom.
Really?
Remind me to tell you about who we hooked up with at Swifties.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, stop it. No. This is private. Okay, do it.
No, I wasn't going to do it on air. He said,
oh, okay, do it. Don't do it. Don't do it on air. That would be rude.
No, I would do it on air, except for the person sometimes, you know, I'm not going to blow their business up. I'll blow yours up, but not his. That's not nice.
No, he's a lovely guy. Hey.
Luke's.
What's happened to her? Bossy, what's going on?
It's the Bossy effect.
Right, oh okay, gosh, hi guys. Happening? Sorry, guys. Sorry.
You whooping that kid's ass or something?
No, but I had to tend to
him. I can't even do it. This show is out of fucking control today. Yeah. My kid woke up. He passed out. This James lost his sound. Our video's off. Oh, wait. Now, Vera, we can't hear Vera.
No. Yo, Vera.
Yeah, you've been out. Vera's been out for a while. I've just been, like, looking at her. I'm like, why isn't she talking?
V.
James is saying something.
Yeah, no.
Like that.
Her audio's messed up. This is uncensored, guys. Sorry. There's technical difficulties.
Oh my god, it's just like the old days.
I would tell that stripper to make sure she, you know, carries some 95 to 100 proof sanitizer with her. Make sure she sanitized the pole down real well. I mean, triple dip down. Don't be grinding on nobody.
She's got a social distance, right?
Do you think they'll come out with sanitizer for people's private parts after this?
That's just ridiculous
because bacteria breeds inside. So if they've got anything wrong with them, there'll be the STI inside of the body because it's bacteria that's breeding. So you can't sanitize chlamydia or gonorrhea.
Sexually transmitted COVID?
What?
No, because it's a respiratory disease. So you can't sexually transmit COVID.
Vera, it's
I know, she's like there. Calendar. She's like, I need in on this conversation. Look at Vera, try and rejoin.
James,
like, just refresh the thing. That's what
Vera.
We've done.
Nobody can hear.
No. James, that's what
try
I think
and refresh
you've been
it,
up
Vera.
There. He can't hear Vera. I can't hear Vera, James.
Refresh your
it
side,
ain't
Vera.
Nobody.
Vera, you got to log off and log back on.
Love me better.
Oh my gosh, Bonnie is watching now. She just said, oh wow, what'd she just say to me? There is fem sprays and washers, though, for cleaning vaginas.
Yeah, but what about Stranger Wood? Is there one for that?
What, for like... guys' dicks, or you should just use Glen 20 or something like an antibacterial.
The show is out of control.
Oh,
it's because
I know,
I'm sitting
gone.
Today. I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, no, it's gone bad.
It's just out of control.
She just, and Bonnie just said, like, boys just have to tarp it up. So, so tarp, you know, like condom, rubber,
baby wipes. I can't. Oh,
this has been the weirdest show, but it's been fun. I've liked it. Like, Bossy, like, you've come in on the most weirdest day. Like, where are you, girl? I can just see, like,
we got the...
Hi, guys.
Oh, there she is. I know, right? Like, it's just been the strangest show because of all the technical difficulties, and we've just ran with it.
So,
bang, bang, bang.
Tell me one of your favorite memories from school.
I mean, I have so many different ones, but one that stands out to me, me and Ryan Barrett walked in the classroom dying laughing, Mr. Baden's class. No, Mr. What was our English teacher name?
Caney,
yep. And as soon as we walked in the classroom, he said, get out.
Yeah, he was like,
we made us sit in the hallway. And so everyone walking past, looking at me and Ryan, and we were sitting in the hallway, just like, it was horrible. Like, I got kicked out so much. Yeah. For laughing, though.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You should have got a reward for that, like at the end of the year when we graduated.
They wouldn't let me go to the school field trip.
You didn't go to, think of, What, the Darien Lake?
I was just thinking about that the other day. They wouldn't let me go because I didn't come to rehearsal.
Oh, Vera's right. Back. Wait, you know, I mean,
nope.
Hey,
no,
Vera. She's not.
Nope, it's still Helen Keller.
She was.
She frozen. No, there she is.
There she goes.
She's there.
She's here. No,
she's messed up your audio. Mm-hmm. Vera, you're muted somehow.
She's the miracle worker.
Helen Keller.
Mm-hmm.
He said Helen Keller.
Screaming at me.
That's what he said. He said Helen Keller.
I sure enough did.
Then no, she's still Helen Keller.
Listen. Listen, you know that you have actually...
I can't believe that.
You've done something with your radio show when the freaking Deaf Alliance starts freaking sending you people emails and they're pissed off, okay? It's happened. On Uncensored Radio, the Rochester people were pissed. They were sending us emails and dude, it was my favorite day ever.
I cannot believe you're going to say, nope, she's still Helen Keller.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Look, she's still going off. Look at her. She's trying to be part of this. Look at her.
No, we
no
can't.
One can no. Hear you, girl. Give it up.
People are probably watching like, what fucking kind of third-rate bullshit is this show?
No, actually, can we watch Bossy's video now? Can we actually run her video? Let's run it.
Yes, let's James? Run it. And then we will be back next week. Next week, we'll let everybody know. When Rosie,
I love how Bear is still talking.
I'm gonna back up a little bit so they don't see your hair.
Tuesday. Wait, what day is the boy that you want to bang? What day is he coming on?
Wait, so we got Todd Farmer next week on. Yep.
There it
is. Is it Tuesday? Your time yes. Tuesday. So it's Wednesday
yes.
here.
Yes.
So we got Todd Farmer, who's the Jason X writer.
So, yes.
There's all his stuff. And apparently he's got a new film as well that I didn't know about. Someone told me about it last night. So I'm going to watch it. Like
so
in between.
Wednesday, 11 a.m. in Australia. He'll be on.
Yeah, Wednesday, 11 a.m. here. So 9 p.m. Tuesday night there. And then we've also got, I'm getting on an author, Shannon Malloy, is going to talk about his book 14, which was him growing up in my town as a 14-year-old and how he was just terribly bullied, like beaten every day. The teachers didn't care because we are a regional area. And at the time, like this was 20 years ago, being gay was just something to be shunned. And he really... he copped it more than anyone else did. So we've got Shannon coming, like he's going to talk about it. And he's like a really successful journalist now. So he wants to sort of, you know, it gets better. That's his approach to everything. Like, you know, his life is now so good compared to what it was at that moment. Because when he was 14, they were his darkest days. And that's why he wrote the book about that year. Like, and then after that, we've also got a show coming up with Jenny Ketchum. Jenny Ketchum's been on Uncensored Radio before. She's wrote the book I Am Jenny. She talks about being in sex work. Like she was a porn star. Her name was Penny Flame. And she was a big porn star. And she has left that industry behind. She's talked about, you know, more or less going through recovery because that life for her was killing her, and she knew the whole time. And she went on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, and he was the one who made her sort of turn inside and go like, holy crap, like, what am I doing? And she was one of the few people that actually really responded to him, like treatment wise, like whatever it was, he got the penny to drop for Jenny, and she is now like a social worker. I think she's a PhD in something in social work.
Something.
So she's going to come. She's going to come chat with us, and we're going to have some other people on as well. So it's not just going to be Jenny. It'll be like current sex workers. Bonnie is going to be one of them. The stripper has sent us the video before. You know, I want it to be a conversation, and I want it to be a safe conversation where people can just talk about these kind of things.
I have so many questions.
Well, I think I've spoken enough.
I cannot I feel like wait I went for a while to though have them on the show because I have so many questions. So many.
It's going to be a great show. So that's the right week after.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Bossy, for coming on and hanging out with
yeah
us.
Yeah, are we showing Bossy's video? I want to see Bossy's yes video. Come
yes
on.
Okay. Yes, play the video, Coast to Coast. People, please go subscribe to my YouTube channel, yes, Bossy101. And you can see all my videos, but this, you can find the song Coast to Coast on all platforms right now. You can Google the song. You can download it on Amazon, on Spotify, on iTunes, Apple Music, every outlet right now. My Instagram, please follow me on Instagram. Anyone who has Instagram, please follow me at bossy.master. Again, that's
awesome. I just made an Instagram, right, Bossy. So I'm going to be your first fan.
Yes.
Because I just made it last night, girl. So you're it.
Yes. Please. Yeah, so make sure you do. Sorry. Make sure you
probably can see it. James is putting the links right up on the screen right now so people can see them.
So
yeah.
Please, people, log on to your Instagram and log on to your YouTube and subscribe to my channel. And download the song. That's the main thing right now. I'm pushing the song Coast to Coast. I shot part of it in Cali, Sacramento, here in New York City. The video is shot all over, up by City Island. Yeah, we went far, like all over shooting the video. So put a lot into it.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on. And guys, too, we'll have all of her information up on our page as well. So if you missed any of it during this, you can find it on there. So playing us out tonight is her new video. Check it out and go make sure you subscribe, like, and follow her on all of her handles. And we'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for coming, Bossy. Love to you.
Thanks.
Yes.
Oh, what's happening here? What's going on?
The sea, Coast to Coast by Bossy up there.
The audio ain't working again.
Oh, he's yelling like, oh, there it goes. Now if we can just get it on the whole screen.
Ready, girl?
He's up there swearing.
No video.
Oh, hold on. He's yelling. Technical glitch again. He had it working earlier.
It was working.
Yeah, we had sound there for a minute.
It was so good.
He don't know what's going on because he can't, like,
well, people, go look up the video yourself right now. That'll give you
He's gonna get it.
Look up the video right now.
It's coming. Here it is. All right, quiet everyone.
Tonight, just give it a minute.
Give it a minute.
She's bossy, and I've been getting it. Ready, girl.
We came one time.
From coast to coast. Break it down, getting cake from coast to coast. Till everybody know my name from coast to coast. I came one time from coast to coast. Incline and convention, I'm post to post. I'ma make it hard to miss me from coast to coast. Till everybody know my name from coast to coast. I came one time from coast to coast. Shut the stage down, you seen the show. Build my fan base, they want some more. Check in, check out, I stack my dough. They ain't never seen a dome like this before.
Why is that?
The way I boss up, I got them nervous. Take them to church, we in service. I'm killing them so you can bring the flowers and the hearses.
Yes.
I kill them with my flow, that's where my words at.
Yes.
They coming out the woodwork, they lurking.
Yes.
The game was getting tired till they heard this. They was holding up the wall, now they swerving. One time for my chicks to get it. Paid top dollar for a nigga to hit it. He wanna take me out, so he can take me in.
Yeah.
But get your paper up, man, come and wake me then. We came one time for coast to coast. Drop it like a mixtape for coast to coast. Break it down, getting cake from coast to coast. Till everybody know my name from coast to coast. I came one time for coast to coast. Incline and convention, I'm post to post.
I'm gonna make it hard to miss me from coast to coast. Till everybody know my name from coast to coast. I'ma get them done.
It's like a bossy thing
girl,
right now.
I'ma get them done. They and, like, get them
as far as this hip hop go, she got it on lock.
I'ma get them.
Give it to them, girl.
I came one time for coast to coast. When I left, I wasn't nothing like regular Joe's. Cause they knew I wasn't spitting no regular flows. They think I'm dressed up, but these my regular clothes. They don't understand what a game killer costs. Shout out Potter Preem, he the game killer boss. I move like I'm cut from a different cloth. Bird off good men, and I wear it like a boss. They get mad, they can't hack it. They at a standstill, like they in traffic. Well, I'm coast to coast, geographic. I tell you, life's good, huh? Fantastic. We came one time for coast to coast. Drop it like a mixtape for coast to coast. Break it down, getting cake from coast to coast. Till everybody know my name from coast to coast. I came one time for coast to coast. Incline and convince you I'm post to post. I'ma make it hard to miss me from coast to coast. Till everybody know my name from coast to coast.
All around the world, she keep on bouncing. Around the world, she got you bouncing. It's bossy. All around the world, she got you bouncing. Let's go.
Game killer.
Two step.
Pause movement.
Two step.
Game killer.
Let's go.